From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Riva Reverse, in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The circle kept starting the problem and getting hopelessly lost. Ada, Nico, Seth, and Rue were working on a riddle. Somebody thought of a number, then doubled it, then added 8, then halved the result, and ended up with 20. What was the starting number? Every time the circle tried to work forward, they hit a wall. They didn't know the starting number, so they couldn't double it, so they couldn't go anywhere. "We can't start," Nico groaned. "We don't know the number we're supposed to start with." A girl appeared on the screen, sitting backwards on her chair, chin resting on the backrest, looking amused. "Then don't start at the start," she said. "I'm Riva, and when the beginning is a locked door, I just walk in through the end. You don't know the first number, but you know the last one. It's 20. So begin there. Begin where you already know something." The circle stared. "You can do the problem backwards?" "Almost every find the start problem," Riva said, "is really a walk back from the end problem in disguise."
Riva swung around to face them properly, grinning. "Here's my trick," she said. "Forward, you don't know the starting number, so you're stuck before step one. But the end is sitting right there, 20. So I stand at the end and I ask, what would have to happen right before this? The last thing they did was have something to get 20. So right before that, the number was double 20. Working backwards, halving turns into doubling. Every step, I just do the opposite, in reverse order." "When I was little," she went on, "I always thought you had to solve things front to back, like reading. But some problems are built backwards. They hide the start and hand you the end. Fighting to go forward through them is exhausting. The moment I let myself begin at the finish and walk back, the locked door just opened from the other side." Seth tilted his head. "So you undo each step?" "Undo each step in reverse," Riva said. "They added 8, I subtract 8. They doubled, I have. End to start, opposite by opposite."
The circle turned the problem around and started walking it backwards. "Okay," Ada said. "They ended at 20. The step right before was halving, so undo it. Double 20 is 40. "Before that," Rue continued, catching on, "they added 8, so undo it. 40 minus 8 is 32. "And before that, they doubled," Nico said, eyes lighting up. "So undo it. Half of 32 is 16. The table went quiet for a second. "16, Seth said. "The starting number is 16. We just walked it backwards." He ran it forward to check. 16 doubled is 32, plus 8 is 40, halved is 20. "It works, it's right." "It was right the whole time," Riva said, delighted. "It was just waiting for you to come at it from the other end."
Riva watched them check their answer, clearly enjoying their amazement. "Feel what just happened?" she said. "Forward, you couldn't even take step one. The start was a locked door, but you knew the end, 20, for certain. So you stood there, in the one place you were sure of, and walked back one undo at a time, until the locked door opened from the inside." She spread her hands. "You didn't need to know where you were starting. You only needed to know where you wanted to end up. The end was the key the whole time." Ada looked at the clean little chain of undos. It felt so stuck going forward, and then it just flowed. "That's the thing about working backwards," Riva said. "It turns I have no idea where to begin into I know exactly where I'm going. And knowing where you're going, even when the path there is foggy, is a completely different feeling than being lost. It's calm. You've got a destination. You just walk toward it in reverse."
Later, as the circle gathered their things, Ada lingered. "Can I ask you something?" she said. "Why does going backwards feel so much calmer? It's the same problem either way." Riva rested her chin on the chair back again, thoughtful. "Because going forward, when you don't know the start, you're wandering," she said. "Every step is a guest into the fog. But the end, the goal, you almost always know. And once you're standing at the end, looking back, you're not wandering anymore. You can see exactly where you came from, one undo at a time. The fog's behind you instead of ahead. She smiled, a little mischievous. It's true off the page, too, she said. When something big and tangled is scaring you, it's often because you're staring forward into the fog of, how do I even start? But ask yourself where you want to end up. Picture it clearly. And then just ask, what happens right before that? And right before that? Suddenly, you're not lost. You're walking home from a place you can see. And as Ada headed out, she carried the new feeling with her. Not the dizzy fog of, how do I begin? But the steady calm of someone who knew where she was going and trusted she could walk her way back to the start.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Riva Reverse. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.